This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. High-level economic reforms panel suggests government intervention to revive country's economy. Recommends to scrap 5 public corporations and repeal outdated acts. Nepal police arrests absconding pro-monarchy protest leader Durga Prasai. Kathmandu District Court grants dual-day detention over his alleged involvement in violent protest. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges teachers to end protest, promises swift introduction of School Education Act. And China raises tariff on U.S. goods to 125% as trade war between the two countries escalates. Now, the news in detail. The High-Level Economic Reforms Recommendation Commission has submitted its report to the government with recommendations to create an investment-friendly environment and reduce manufacturing cost. Submitting the report to Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel yesterday, the Commission Chair and former Finance Secretary Rameshwar Prasad Khanal said that the consumption and investment appear to have declined due to low credit growth. Decline in real estate transactions, millions of people saving trapped in the cooperative financial system, failure to make some payments on time and problems in recovering commercial loans and the construction sector becoming crisis-ridden. Furthermore, the Commission has suggested that the government scrap 5 public institutions and has proposed to repeal various outdated acts. The report further said that Nepal Airlines Corporation should be restructured and managed commercially by bringing in foreign strategic partners. Likewise, the Commission suggested that the government scrap the Revenue Investigation Department. Nepal police yesterday announced that it had arrested the absconding businessman Durga Prasai, who allegedly led the violent pro-monarchy protest on March 28. The Nepal police took control of Prasai along with his bodyguard Deepak Khadka from Bhadrapur Jhapa yesterday morning and brought him to Kathmandu to facilitate the investigation. According to the police, they faced charges related to committing crimes against the state and organized crime for their involvement in the violent pro-monarchist demonstrations at Tinkune. Earlier, on the same charge, leaders of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, Ravindra Misra and Dr. Dhaval Chamchad Rana, were detained for investigation. In the meantime, the Kathmandu District Court has granted permission to the police to keep Durga Prasai in detention for 12 days to investigate his involvement in the Tinkune incident. Meanwhile, Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has said the arrests of those responsible for the violent demonstrations by the pro-monarchist on the 28th of March will continue. During a meeting of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Commission under the House of Representatives yesterday, the Home Minister informed about the arrest of Durga Prasai, the main accused in the violent demonstrations. He added that the Council of Ministers has already decided to ensure free treatment for those injured in the demonstrations and the process has been initiated to provide compensation of 1 million rupees each to the families of the two protesters killed in the demonstrations. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has observed the induction parade of newly commissioned cadets of different contingents of the Nepali Army. At a program at the Nepali Army Academy at Kharipati, Bhaktapur yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said capable human resources are essential for Nepal's national security amid an increasingly complex and dynamic security environment. He also lauded the contribution of the Nepali Army to national security as well as disaster risk reduction and peacekeeping. Meanwhile, in a different event, Prime Minister and CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli has said teachers should discontinue their agitation as the government was ready to introduce the School Education Act as soon as possible. Addressing a public awareness meeting organized by the Rupandehi District Committee of the ruling CPN-UML in Butuwal yesterday, Prime Minister Oli, also the chairperson of the party, said the government pays heed to the problems and voices of all sectors, therefore there is no point in staging protest on the streets. Referring to the resignation tendered by the Vice-Chancellor of Tribhuvan University, which the Prime Minister approved, he denied any confrontations with the Vice-Chancellor. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung says the constitution will be amended in a broader consensus of political parties. Talking to media persons at Bhairava-based Gautam Buddha International Airport yesterday, Minister Gurung stated that the constitution will be amended in a way that it will secure a wider acceptability at the civic level. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal has said Nepal should take advantage of the development and prosperity of China. At Nepal-China Economic and Trade Conference organized in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of the 70th anniversary of Nepal-China diplomatic relations, the Upper House Chair mentioned that Nepal wanted to take advantage of China's drastic progress in the economic, social and technology sectors. The meeting of the custom officials from Nepal and India held in Nepal for the bilateral trade facilitation concluded yesterday. The officials dwelt on how the revenue leakage could be curbed with the control of illegal trade. As per the agreement made in the meeting that ran for 2 days, India will recognize the certificate of origin issued by Nepal. They agreed on making the customs process paperless, reducing logistics cost. Similarly, both sides will promote bilateral trade with the exchange of prior information on export and import and the construction of necessary infrastructure in the border area. Nepal Oil Corporation has made a profit of ₹9.55 billion in the fiscal year 2024-25. As per the information shared in the corporation's 43rd annual general meeting yesterday, the corporation in the last fiscal year imported petroleum worth ₹356.72 billion and sold the same worth ₹364.52 billion. The corporation has sold petroleum products worth ₹383 billion in the previous fiscal year. The state-owned corporation, which has a monopoly on the import and sale of the petroleum products, has been facilitating the supply of petroleum products across the country. Now on to some international news update. China on Friday announced that it will raise tariffs on U.S. goods from 84% to 125%, the latest salvo in an escalating trade war between the world's two largest economies that has rattled markets and raised fears of a global slowdown. While U.S. President Donald Trump paused import taxes this week for other countries, he raised tariffs on China and they now total 145%. China has denounced the policy as economic bullying and promised countermeasures. China's Commerce Ministry said it would file another lawsuit with the World Trade Organization against the U.S. tariffs. White House officials hope the import taxes will create and manufacturing jobs by bringing production back to the United States, a politically risky trade-off that could take years to materialize. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the westerly and local winds, along with the influx of moisture-laden wind from the Arabian Sea, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province, while light to moderate precipitation accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the high hilly region of the country, including in Sudhir Pashchim, Karnali and Lumbini province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country today. Similarly, there is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. The division has also stated that the haze that is prevalent throughout the country at present will gradually start dissipating. The division has called for taking necessary measures and precautions to avoid the effects of thunderstorm, lightning and rain and snowfall that could affect health, daily life, agriculture and road and air transport. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. High-level economic reforms panel suggests government intervention to revive country's economy, recommends to scrap 5 public corporations and repeal outdated acts. Nepal police arrest absconding pro-monarchy protest leader Durga Prasai. Kathmandu District Court grants 12-day detention over his alleged involvement in violent protest. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges teachers to end protest, promises swift introduction of School Education Act. And China raises tariffs on U.S. goods to 125% as trade war between the two countries escalates. This concludes our bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.